You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Dan Hayes is with us, the Minnesota Twins, with a late night West Coast game tonight. No ownership change for the Twins today. How about that bombshell today, Dan, with the change at the Timberwolves?
I mean, you know, A-Rod just wants... he wants to upstage the Twins, I think. That's got to be it, right? The third place wild card, 63-65 Twins, getting a little too much pub for A-Rod,
for sure. Too much attention. Didn't want Lori taking that courtside. Maybe that courtside seat opens up for me now. You know, it's been a rough patch for me as far as sitting courtside. Same with you. I haven't seen you courtside down there.
Well, you know, since I got glued to the courts that one time, they haven't really
That's
let me
right.
back.
Yes. So. All right, Dan Hayes, we're talking Twins. What a turn in a week. Things were looking dire as a Twins fan. Dan, I was feeling like maybe we're done. Maybe this is the end of it. And then to sweep the Braves, I mean, I don't even think the Twins saw that coming.
No, I don't think they did either. But, you know, it's funny, after the game Sunday, Josh Bell stood there and said that all they were looking for is a spark, and they knew that all they needed was a spark. And then, of course, Josh Bell was the change he wanted to see in yes. the Twins world, and just went off. Like, home run, the two home runs Tuesday, but he had the big bases loaded double Monday night, give him a first inning lead, and then, you know, had the hustle double on Wednesday, that after they gave that lead back. And I thought that was a true test kind of moment for the Twins, especially after Sunday. You know, I'm sure people were thinking, man, they blew that 5-run lead Sunday. Yeah. And here they were up 4-1, and they blow the lead on Wednesday. And they fought back and they won. And they put away a very good team. I do think the Phillies are better. I mean, I'm obviously, you think about it. I mean, when you see the Phillies and they sweep the Twins and the Twins sweep the Braves, it can have an effect on your opinion, but I just think the Phillies are probably the better team, but it doesn't matter. The Twins beat a very good team. They swept them. And the Braves went to Chicago yesterday on a makeup and beat the White Sox 2-0. So it was a very fortuitous 4 days. If you were looking at it from the Twins' perspective, I think you'd want to beat them 3 times and then have them beat your division leader the next day. It worked out well. There's no way you could have seen it coming. I think that's how you feel about most of the season. And I recognize we're talking about a mediocre 63-65 team, but it's still been a very entertaining season. And here they are, you know, in the playoff chase with 34 games to go.
And realistically, and I want to get back to Josh Bell in just a minute, because you wrote a really interesting piece earlier this week about his off the field and on the field impact on the Twins. But realistically, as a Twins fan, I don't know that it's productive to be overly focused on the wild card race. This team is in it for the divisional race, and that's got to be the goal at this point, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. And it's still definitely within reach. Look, the White Sox are just as unproven, if not more. There are guys on this Twins team that were around, only a few of them, but there were our guys on this Twins team that were around in 2023 when they won the division. The White Sox, they're used to losing 100 games. Was it two or is it three seasons in a row? Yeah. I can't remember, but it was like, this is a very fired up young White Sox team. And I do think that Murakami in the middle of the lineup, they have a very dangerous lineup, but I do think they are susceptible just because I don't think they have great pitching. The Twins did a very good job stabilizing the bullpen. That's going to help them. They can shorten games to four, you know, five innings at this point with the bullpen, because I think by adding in the guys they did, the three that they acquired, Nance, Minter, and Hoffman, what they did was they slid like the Travis Adams and the Cody Funderburks down to being the seventh and eighth guys in this bullpen, and Taylor Rogers. You know, when you look at that, like, that's where those guys should have started the season. And I think there's big things ahead for Cody Funderburk, and I like what I've seen from Travis Adams, but they're inexperienced, and you want them to be in the roles like that. And I really like how the Twins bullpen is looking right now, just because there's so much more depth to it, and it shortens games. So if the Twins have a lead after five, they have to feel good about their chances. And I don't think the White Sox have that same feeling, but the White Sox are dangerous. Obviously, they're in the spot they're in for a reason. They're a good team. Yep. It's just sometimes young teams get, you know, young teams feel that pressure sometimes. So it will definitely be, you should be looking at the Central, and that would be great. Really, though, the Twins just have to focus on playing good, sustainable baseball. And you know, that's the focus, and good things happen off of that.
Dan Hayes is with us. You can read him at The Athletic. You know, what? Not to get too Pollyanna-ish about this, because we've talked all season about how this is a 500 team, and they do 500 team stuff, right? Which is they reel you in, and then they break your heart, and then they reel you back in. That's what a 500 team does. That said, the American League in general is sort of a 500 league. And if you could get into the playoffs, I don't know, man, like anything could, and usually anything could happen doesn't really happen. But with the AL this year, I don't know. I feel like once you get in, then it all sort of starts from scratch at that point.
Well, it's clear that the NL is the dominant league and has probably four teams that are just true title contenders, whether it's the Cubs, the Brewers, the Phillies, and the Dodgers. You know, and I guess we can keep Atlanta in there because they do have very good pitching, and their lineup is probably more potent than we saw while they were here. But I'm not sure about that lineup. But, you know, you look at that, there's those teams there. It's hard to define who is the American League's runaway leader right now. Is Tampa Bay for real? I don't know. The Red Sox got really hot, and the Red Sox can be very, very good. But obviously it took them a while to get going, and they were flawed early on. So is this for real, the 32-5 run that they had? Probably not that good. But I guess maybe they are the team that could be considered the best in the American League. And, you know, they're still in the wild card run right now. That they're not in first place. The Yankees, who knows what their health is going to look like. You know, I'm hoping like that, you know, for them, you know, you wonder when Judge is coming back. You wonder if Stanton is going to come back. It's crazy to think the Yankees are as beat up as they are, and they still hung in there. But I mean, yeah, it's a weird league, and you know, anything can happen. The Twins need to get Joe Ryan back and healthy. They need Byron Buxton to be healthy. Then we could talk about these things for real.
For real,
but those are huge developments that need to happen.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk about Joe Ryan, because you wrote about some optimism based on the bullpen that he threw the other day. What do we know about Joe here Friday afternoon?
Yeah, I would imagine there's a bullpen scheduled for this weekend in San Diego. Have some more info on that in a couple hours. But it was just a good first session for him, going on, you know, thrown off the mound after going on the IL on, I think it was August 6th they went on the IL.
Retroactive, 25 right?
pitches.
That's sort of how they
right,
did,
yeah,
right,
correct, yeah. And 25 pitches, all fastballs, all sinkers. That's the most basic one you can get. But going from flat ground to the mound is a huge step. And between Pete Mackey, their pitching coach, and Derek Shelton, they were really encouraged. Joe Ryan did call it a big step forward. He also still sort of hemmed and hawed with some of his answers, which makes you think maybe he's not totally convinced. I think, you know, they are probably pointing out how good it looked just to make him realize.
Help him.
You know, I know you might not feel it the whole way, but
it
looks great, man. Keep going, you know. And what the next step is, it's probably a little bit longer bullpen with off-speed mixed in. And then we should have a clearer plan after that. I don't know what it looks like. He has kept his arm going the whole time, which is a good thing. He has not stopped. He did not have a shutdown. He's physically, you know, tried to stay in shape. So does that reduce the amount of time when he finally feels like he is ready to go? Possibly. But I truly think this is a, is he convinced he's good enough to be out there versus is he, you know, I think that's a big thing here is like, is there enough good feeling in his body that the mechanics can be good enough that he can be effective in the majors? And not the guy that gave up, you know, 7 home runs in 15 innings and 25 base hits.
You wrote about Josh Bell and the impact he's had. How significant has he been in the clubhouse and as a stabilizing presence for this team?
I mean, it's hard not to, like, see a dude that's that physically big of a human being.
Yes.
You know, he's just
so big.
He is. And he's like that gentle giant. Like, he's always smiling, he's always calm, he always has a good word, he's upbeat, and he's not like he's probably one of the smartest guys in the clubhouse too, like, without question. I mean, he wrote a children's book last year. Like, this is a very good human being to have around, and you can tell that he is feeling great because he's enjoying playing for this team, and that's been clear since the start. We've talked about that multiple times. I think it's coming across in his production, because he's having a very solid to above average season. His OPS plus is like 110 right now, which is good. And, you know, like, he's driving in runs. He's a very streaky hitter. Fortunately for them, he's on a good streak right now. And they need that until Byron Buxton really gets going and picks it up again.
Twins and San Diego tonight. And then it's off against the Athletics until we come back. This series next week against the White Sox, I've got that circled on my calendar. I know a lot of people will be thinking about the start of the State Fair, but that is really the start of the playoff. Super meaningful games, right, next Friday.
Absolutely. And if the Twins can somehow come out of this road trip at 500 or better, you know, get one in San Diego, because San Diego is lethal, and it's going to be a packed house all 3 days. Get one here, if not two, and then get two in Sacramento at least against the A's, who are stumbling and bumbling, but, you know, they have some lefties, and we know the Twins run into lefties and have issues. But get 500, stay stable, and come home and take care of business against the division.
Pretty good. All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Dan Hayes, read him at The Athletic, part of The New York Times and TheAthletic.com. Drive Time back on this Friday afternoon, Friday evening in just a minute.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.